The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
No, it hasn't, but you can always thank Christina for that.
Thanks, Christina. I didn't want to see her. And actually, we're going to start off this morning going right into our two special guests. The lady in red, it's too bad this is not TV because she looks absolutely phenomenal this morning. It's Phoebe Lazarus, and Phoebe is the Executive Vice President of the Great Neck Social Center, and Ann Tarcher, who is the Executive Director of the Great Neck Social Center. And just being perfectly candid and upfront, these are the two people that run the center. There's a board, there's volunteers, there's paid staff, but without these two ladies, it wouldn't be happening. So good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I want to start with you, Phoebs.
Okay.
You know, you do so much with the center, and you have been for years. I don't even know how long you've been involved with the center.
I mean, 1996, in case you want to know. That's when I first wandered over there to see what this was over there.
Really? Okay.
Because, you know, never went near the centers because they were for old people.
Right.
I didn't even know how old I was at that time, but it was a pleasure.
No, it really is. And you two guys work together. And how long have you been there
as
director?
Well, I started 2005 as the program coordinator and became the director in 2006.
Okay. See, she did such a good job with the programs that we couldn't let her go. It's like, oh, a year later, then we put a mirror under her nose and said, okay, you're breathing, you're doing it.
Right. That was it.
Just to be on the up and up, I'm the president of the board, so
yes.
Anybody listening. So the three of us all work together, but I'm being 100% honest in that these two ladies run the show. We have all these notes, but tell us about the social center. I mean, I know anything about it, but just...
It's funny. Phoebe and I call ourselves the dog and pony team.
Okay.
You know, and we don't know which one is which day, but we do work together very closely. We share an office even, and she's amazing. She has taught me so much because she can tell you her history, but it's vast. And as far as writing grants and things like that, she has, you know, taught me an enormous amount. The thing that makes the center, I think, unique out of all of the centers, there's a great deal of programs.
Okay.
We have more adult education programs than any other center. We have more free programs. I think about 72 a week, which is quite a bit. So the center's always hopping. It's classes are always changing every hour to every 2 hours. Everything changes. And you have to look at the front board when you come in, and we tell people sometimes your class will be in one room and sometimes it will change. So you have to always look at that board. And
depending on the number of people come. Yeah, because your rooms are different sizes. So if a class is growing, it has to go to a bigger room.
It has to go, or if another program comes in, John brings us programs and different things. And if we need to take that room, we'll take that room and switch it. And also, yesterday was a great example. We told them life is like a roller coaster. It's not straight across. And we had a Thanksgiving in August party because I love Thanksgiving. So why not do it twice a year minimum?
Right.
But the food didn't show up. It showed up as meatloaf. Now, how do you do that with 50 people sitting there waiting for turkey? And what we did was we ran over to Best Market. We bought a whole bunch of turkey breasts because they cook quickly. And we thought if it doesn't show up and they can't correct it because we did send the food back, then at least we will have it. They said, well, we'll be there at 12:30. Well, food is served at 12. And I said, I can't sing, I can't dance. But luckily, my bus driver sings like John Coltrane, Johnny Hartman. I mean, he's amazing. I said to him, you sing?
Who's that?
Aubrey.
Oh, really?
An amazing, amazing voice. I heard him singing once, and I loved, you know, Johnny Hartman. So
that
it's a velvety voice jazz singer.
I like velvet.
Really, really beautiful. So I said to him, you're singing for your supper. I dragged him downstairs, handed him a loaf of bread in front of everyone, and said, he's singing for this. And before you knew it, people were getting up and singing, and the half hour was over. The rest of the turkey showed up from the caterer. We had extra turkey because we had our turkey, and
it worked.
That was it. And that's what every day is like. I have to tell you, that's what makes the center fun for me.
You know what that what you're saying, which I think is the most important part of any job, you own it. It's like your family.
Right.
So if something happened for the real Thanksgiving dinner, you figure it out. You say, watch the TV, we'll play a game, we'll do something, and you adjust. And the people coming to the center are members of your family. Because they're not getting nasty. They know what happens.
Exactly what I told them. We're all family, and your family's crazy. We all know it. So
we're crazy
together. And the staff was wonderful. If everyone didn't do something, it would not have worked. And everyone did something.
Perfect.
And it made it work.
Now, you were talking about food just there. Do you have a food program?
Yes, we do.
How's that work?
A wonderful nutrition program 5 days a week. And it's open to everyone in Nassau County that's 60 years of age. And the food is delicious. It really is good. 3 days a week we're kosher. I know the rabbi said he was kosher 7, but I'm only going for 3. I'm only half Jewish. So we go to Shop Delight. We go to Everfresh. And we have kosher food 3 days a week.
Now, those people also, just to throw in a little something, they're also very good to you, not just buying food from them.
Oh, yes, especially Everfresh. Everfresh is the one that's good to us. They're really wonderful.
And that's important to know. I mean, that's the other thing. It's a social center within a community, but you have community businesses supporting you. I know the Atria is a help.
Atria, definitely. They're a help at our veterans program. And there's so many people that support us. The town of North Hempstead, if it wasn't for Project Independence, we wouldn't have the wonderful social workers that we have that are so important. We have them where they speak Farsi, and it's terrific.
Since this is the town of North Hempstead, what's going on, I mean, briefly, with other centers, since you said there are other centers besides Great Neck? Just give us some kind of overview as to what the difference would be. You mentioned you do a lot of...
Well, I think the difference is our population. We have a very diverse population where I don't think other centers have it quite as much as we do. We have a very, very large Chinese-speaking population that only speak Mandarin. In the beginning, I couldn't get them to stay. I only had 2 or 3. And I felt like every time I had 2 or 3, I lost 4. I don't know how that could happen, but I lost more than I ever had. And then suddenly I realized you have to get a group. And so we got a group of 20. And before you knew it, we had 60. And and our Persian population must be about 180 or so. It's tremendous. And Shai does support us with that. Shai is Sephardic Heritage Alliance in Great Neck. And...
I'm just going to jump in here.
Yes.
One thing is, the town of North Hempstead is a supporter of this center and other centers.
Yes.
But they're totally independent. Has nothing to do. So Ann wouldn't really, and talks to the other centers, but everybody's independent.
We're
and
all
what
independent.
They want on their own.
Yes.
Has nothing to do with the town. The town would stop supporting Ann and Phoebe if they thought they were doing things that didn't agree with the, you know, mm-hmm. the betterment of the community and for the people of the residents
of
the town.
So but just for discussion purposes.
Right.
Yes.
If I lived in Roslyn and I felt that I wanted to go to Great Neck, am I allowed to come?
We have many Roslyn residents that come. Anyone in the town of North Hempstead is welcome to come. In Nassau County, not just the town of North Hempstead, in all of Nassau County, they can come to us.
To everything?
And they do. To everything.
Oh, okay.
And is this free for everyone?
For everyone.
Unlike a lot of these
but
centers.
But don't you have costs that we also need to pay for something?
Good fees.
Yes.
Contributions are asked for, but not insisted on. I mean, like at lunchtime when we have hundreds of 100 people or so, we have a box and we do not see anyone put money in. We just do not do that. It's just your decision on whether you, in other words, you don't have to pay at all. And I do want to say now about the membership. I mean, I don't think anyone knows that we have 1,000 people coming into the center every week.
Wow.
Every week. And that, if you just imagine that we have 5 levels of bridge classes, any ability that you have, and we have exercise classes, many, many people come to those, and they're wonderful, varied, and so forth. And music opinions about what's going on, you know, and have discussion groups, and these are people who really get it going.
Now, so Phoebe runs the music program.
I was just gonna say, which Phoebe, is, are there any singers?
She should talk about that music program.
Funny you should say. Well, first of all, I have to tell you that I always loved to sing jazz, and I always waited to be discovered. But I have to tell you that I was never discovered until I got to the center.
Yes. Okay.
And then they looked under some rock and there I was. That's rock music.
Wonderful programs.
Yes. So all of the sessions that you offer are at no cost?
Except for the adult education programs, which are through the school system. The school generously supplies our teachers to us, and we have a registration fee only. That's the reason why whether you go to one of the classes or you go to 7 of the classes, it's still $30, and it's a registration fee. But that's only for people that live in Great Neck. If you live outside of Great Neck, you can live in Little Neck even and come to us to an adult education class, or you could live in Roslyn, but they pay a $25 surcharge, which goes back to the school, back to the taxpayers. And we do give them quite a bit of money back, at least between $3,000 and $4,000 every 6 months.
And this is all done at the senior center, which is different, if I am correct, with Cumberland that is doing an adult education.
Right.
Can you briefly tell me why I would want to go to one place versus another?
Well, with $30 and just price alone, it's the same teacher. And if you go to the other, you can look, it can be $120, $130.
For the same class?
For the same class.
Mm-hmm. Plus, once you're in, the whole idea of coming to the class at the senior center, the social center, is you leave that class and a Mahjong might be going on, or a bridge or something. You'll turn around and say, oh, maybe I'd like to join something else. So when you go to the adult ed, when you leave that classroom, you go home, because you're not going to peek your head in or poke your head in and get involved in another situation. You leave the class at the senior center, you go downstairs for a donation, and you're having a hot lunch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For free, but technically, you know, they ask, what is it, $4
or
$5?
No, we ask for $3, but we never look, and whatever they put in, they put in. We're not permitted to look in any way.
Even if
envelopes.
Somebody gave the donation, they're getting $3 for a hot lunch from one of the kosher restaurants in Great Neck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's say someone has special needs. Can you accommodate those people as well, like diabetes or someone that has high blood pressure and needs low salt?
Well, we have no salt, so everyone's on the
it's
same diet.
Zone.
It's salt-free zone.
And caffeine-free, right?
Yeah. So we do put the salt shaker on the table, but there's no salt in our soup. Aldo is such a fabulous cook. He takes all the vegetables from Everfresh, and they're beautiful. They are absolutely gorgeous vegetables and makes fresh soup. And the only thing is he just never puts any salt. He does put a lot of herbs in it, and it's wonderful.
I'm just going to hold that thought there because we're going to take a second early, go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.